More than 3 million Americans struggle with stuttering. There's no cure, but some treatments can help. Researchers at the University of Texas, San Antonio, are using machine learning to retrain people's brains before they speak. Paul Flav from Texas Public Media reports.
Alessandro Salazar sits in a soundproof booth and recites nonsense phrases from a computer monitor. They're supposed to make him stutter.
Cassie Wadi. Lily Rashius.
The university student wears a skullcap of sensors, says the phrases, and sometimes stutters, while a computer reads his brainwaves. Salazar has stuttered since he was a kid. He did traditional speech modification therapies and tried slowing down his speech.
Yeah, people try to like to talk slower.
But he says speaking day-to-day isn't like talking in a speech therapist's office.
In real life, that's not like something you can do. You'll get excited, you'll get nervous, you'll get anxious, you can get all these different emotions, and like you can't be this calm robot voice all the time.
Outside the booth, speech pathologist Farzan Irani stands in front of a bank of computer monitors, all with Salazar on them. He listens for stuttering, or what they call disfluency.
Tiscasi sinquate.
Again, that was fluent with a little bit of hesitation on the second word.
Irani says he's involved with this research because traditional therapy can wear off for some people.
They'll get fluent in the therapy room, they'll get fluent while they're in therapy, and then a few months down the road, the stuttering tends to rise again.
University of Texas San Antonio researchers think they can change that if they can get an accurate snapshot of the brain's waves before a person stutters, says Assistant Professor of Research Jeffrey Mock.
We are hypothesizing it's a speech preparation problem, not a speech production problem.
Mock walks into the sound booth and inserts a large syringe into the cap on Salazar's head. Some sensors aren't reading well, so he pushes the syringe back and forth, swinging it around like a joystick as he injects more saline gel. Mock says he's interested in the research since he stutters, but also because their goal is to read the brain and determine what happens next.
As a neuroscientist, it's really being able to predict behavior before it occurs. I mean, that I think has a wide range into many different fields.
Brainwave data will be analyzed with the help of computers using machine learning, algorithms that can better detect subtle changes in the brain, as well as help create a better predictive model. Their current model predicts stuttering about 80% of the time, says UTSA psychology professor Ed Golub.
Then the next step, which we haven't done yet, is to use the fluent brain pattern as a target, to essentially train the person's brain to make that pattern more often.
Golub wants to create a therapy that gives a person visual or audio cues, letting them know if they're getting closer to the target brainwave pattern. Golub says if this biofeedback works for stuttering, it may work on more serious conditions.
Ones that are even worse, people that suffer strokes, for example, people that have Alzheimer's disease, people that have traumatic brain injury.
Alessandro Salazar doesn't see the research benefiting him because he's learned how to cope with his stuttering, but that wasn't always the case.
Because I remember when I was like little, I had all this stuff to say, like I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and then I would try to talk and it wouldn't come out.
He hopes his participation helps a kid like that. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.